Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes.
To the Dutch Bros Red Couch.
It's very cozy.
Oh, man. We are sitting here, myself, Brent Jacob Borsma, hello, hello, and my good friend, Andrew Javiv Conway.
Mm.
Is that really your middle name?
It's exotic.
I don't know. Andy, people just call him Andy.
That's right.
Or they call him Sir, because he is the head of operations here at Dutch Bros Coffee.
Also correct, Brent, or BJB.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, man. He's a true friend. Mm. Trooper, trooper, through and through. Now, let me ask you, what does that mean? What do you do here at Dutch Bros exactly?
I head up the operations department, where we focus a lot of our time and efforts on new products, product rollouts, distribution, testing, research, training materials.
What's the most awkward thing that you've done in this?
Besides sitting on this red couch?
Yeah. Second awkwardest.
Second awkwardest thing. Oh, man. Every time I have to get up in front of people at Summit and talk, it's awesome. And I love all those people. But, man, I black out and I have no idea what goes on the whole time I'm up in front of people.
You just hope muscle memory takes over.
Yeah. I just surrender myself.
So we actually brought you in here because we've been working on something for quite a while. We're getting ready to launch the Dutch Bros Cold Brew. Tell me about Cold Brew.
Dude, Cold Brew is rad. It is this super cool product that we're almost ready to rock and roll with company-wide
now,
in the next few weeks.
Tell me about you, because you've been on this project for quite a while.
Yeah, so 3 years ago, if not longer, we saw Toddy Cold Brew, basically making cold brew in a little bucket, letting it sit overnight, and, you know, it creates an extract, and you throw some water, and we were like, holy cow, this stuff is good, and it jacked you up. So we kind of started experimenting with some little home brewers and taking our coffee and grinding it and throwing it in the water and letting it sit, and it kind of evolved into bigger stainless steel 5-gallon buckets that we were making it in. And then we had this great idea of, dude, we need to sell this everywhere. Then the conversation turned to, well, do we put a plastic bucket in every shop? which, you know, it can be done. Some people do it that way. But we don't have a lot of room in a lot of our shops, as some of you guys know. So we then turned to, dude, we need it on tap. Because everything is cooler on tap, right? And then we started thinking of our small shops and kegs and CO2 and nitrous tanks and all kinds of crazy stuff. So we're like, wait, dude, that won't work. So then we started looking into cans and bottles and seeing what we could do in that space and playing around with nitro infused cold brew. And really, man, stumbled on an amazing recipe with that nitro infusion. It just creates this nice, creamy, smooth flavor.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's delicious. Then the real hard work started, and that was finding a company that could make the quantities we need and help us put it in a can. So here we are. We got it dialed. It's done down in San Diego area, and we're ready to rock and roll.
You take these ideas and these thoughts, and then it's kind of gets put on your shoulders and be like, hey, does this work? Here you go, try it out. And then you kind of have to refine it and whittle it down and to how that functions. What are some of the challenges with being head of operations like that?
It's having an idea, which we have lots of franchise owners, lots of baristas, lots of people here at HQ, and we're all very...
Caffeinated.
And we love to dream. We love to be innovative, and that's great. And then the challenge for us in operations is how to take that dream and that innovation and make it work at 281 shops, I believe, today.
Yeah, it's a lot of them.
Yeah. I mean, we're starting to forget the number. That's how many there are. Okay. So, you know, I lean heavily on my team in R&D with Lindsay and Marshall, and on the coffee side with Jared and John, our roasters, to really tell me if the science works.
Yeah.
And then my role is really to keep them going, and then working with the marketing team to make sure that we're communicating the message and that they're on their game and just making it come together. So making sure no one loses focus.
How did you kind of find yourself in that position?
When I worked in the shop, I had probably a little more focus and emphasis as the shop manager on other aspects of the business than maybe just serving coffee in the window, you know, inventories and making sure orders were right and products. And there's always been some part of me that likes that angle of it. making sure that we train people the most efficient way possible. And then as regional manager, I think I was able to showcase that a little bit for Trav and the people here in town. And I think that kind of led into the opportunity.
Yeah. Well, and there was a need and then just the willingness to actually do it. I mean, since you've been kind of roaming around in the operations, there's been a lot of things that we've done.
Yeah, I think one of the first was Rebel. That was a project that was kind of already started when I was still regional and then kind of got handed on and we knocked that out.
Did you go five years later. Was it Kentucky?
Yeah.
You went there for the tasting, the flavors and all that stuff.
I did. It was a rad trip. I think I was out of HQ and from the upper deck, I heard, I think it was Levi or Rita, they yelled, "Who likes Red Bull?" And I was like, "Dude, I love Red Bull. I drink two or three a day." And they're like, "All right, you're leaving to Kentucky tomorrow morning." I'm like, "Okay, sweet." So we get out to Kentucky and literally sit in this laboratory and people in white jackets would fix us our little energy drink samples and they'd spin the carbonation out and they'd add more citric acid, add more sugar. We learned what bricks were.
What's a brick?
It's how they measure the amount of sugar in a drink.
By bricks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. Yeah. I don't want to know how many bricks I go through a day.
Dude, if I remember correctly, I think me and you went to an Oregon Duck football game with a backpack full of bricks. Some of the test
Rebel. Oh, we did. That's right.
And we handed out drinks to see how people would enjoy it with their favorite spirit.
Yeah. Well, that's just part of operations. You've got to go and be a little bit adventurous.
That's right. You have to know your product from all angles.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What excites you the most about cold brew coming up?
I think what excites me the most is it's another opportunity where we can play in the arena as a lot of other coffee companies and kick some ass. I'd challenge anyone to find a product that rivals our quality and flavor and smoothness.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I got to be honest. I'm not the biggest cold brew drinker. It jacks me up, dude. Mm. It gets me like jitterbugged out.
You'll get used to it.
You'll condition yourself. What's the best way to try it?
I think the most important way is, you know, try a cold brew cracked right into a cup. No ice, no flavor. Watch the nitrous. Watch the cascading effect.
It's pretty amazing.
Any Guinness fan is going to immediately fall in love because they're going to recognize that image and automatically associate the smoothness and texture of this drink to a Guinness. See if you like it without flavor and milk first. I think you'll notice a lot of caramel notes that come out from the coffee. That's one other benefit of the cold brew process is it really draws out the natural flavors and sugars and sweeteners of the coffee bean. It's kind of like you can't hide the flaws of your coffee when you cold brew it. If there's something wrong with it, it's going to show.
Yeah, it is. It's wild to me how tasty ours is. It's really good. That natural sweetness that it has is money. Right.
Well, and again, there's a lot of things that go into it without boring you too much. Grind size, temperature of the water, the amount of water, the length of time. I mean, the first batches were not the best that we made. There was many fails to get to where we are today.
We are slowly trickling out to be company-wide. All locations will be having cold brew soon.
Yeah, so the right now there's over 75 shops selling cold brew. Some of them as far back as last September they launched.
Wow.
And now it's available for all stores to order up. We just sent a couple cases out for all the stores that weren't selling it so their crews could get it.
Yeah.
They could have little parties, show them how rad it is, get them comfortable with it, and then start ordering. And by May 8th, all shops will have cold brew.
That's awesome. So now that cold brew is kind of nearing its wrap up, what are you looking into nowadays?
I mean, we're already looking at, we have about 12 walk-in / coffee house style Dutch Bros, popping up throughout the company. And one of the things that we want to do in those spaces is have a tap version. So we have one store down in Arizona that has it, and we are trying to get it more streamlined so that all those walk-in Dutch Bros can do it on tap.
Now you've gotten to go down to the plant and watch it coming off the line, stuff like that. You've gotten to watch this whole process.
Yep.
What has been some of the highlights for you in this process of refining it?
Just being able to witness all of the people and all of the hard work and time that's been put into it.
Yeah.
And now you get to go down and watch this new canning line spit out 200 cans a minute. Jeez. Of finished product.
Yeah.
And now we're starting to talk about the plus out and how many cases stands are going to use and, you know, all of these numbers, and they're astronomical, and you start to kind of forget how much work goes into right. one cold yeah. brew. I mean, if you make some cold brew at home, it takes like 12 to 18 hours and you get like a pint.
Yeah.
And you use a ton of coffee. I think every case of our cold brew is approximately 2.5 pounds of beans.
Wow. Yum, yum.
It kind of puts it into a different perspective when you look at it like that. And when you go to the factory where this machine's just pumping 200 out a minute, you almost forget it, but then you remember it and you're like, this is rad.
This is
so yeah. rad.
What is the shelf life?
So the shelf life started out at 30 days, which yeah. we were kind of stoked to get. And since the test launch, we've extended it to 60 and now recently 90 days.
Wow.
So
cool.
It's 100% safe, no deterioration in quality or flavor at 120 days.
That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty rad. Got to keep it refrigerated the whole time, though.
Yeah, that's important.
Cold chain.
How do you drink your coffee exactly? Do you just go Kano?
Yeah, I'm kind of... that stereotypical 12-ounce quad.
Ooh.
Maybe a little bit of almond milk. Sometimes if I'm feeling frisky, I throw a sugar in it.
Ooh, baby.
But I still stir it with a straw, old school downtown style. So
on your birthday, what drink do you drink?
Maybe some of those Guinness that I was talking about.
With some cold brew.
Dude, cold brew and beer, it's real. It's
pretty good.
It's real. If you go to like, what is it, Elysian Brewing up in Seattle, they actually yeah. offer it that way. For like $3, you get a shot of cold brew to dump in your beer, and it's phenomenal.
Really?
Fantastic.
Have they mixed it on taps where you can actually just pull a tap straight up and it's cold brew beer?
So one of the first guys that I ever ran across that was kegging cold brew and serving it on tap, he was from Austin, Texas. He spoke at one of the SCA shows, the Specialty Coffee Association, and he has a coffee house and beer taps at the same time.
Yeah.
That's where he got the whole idea for it. So he put it on tap and then realized that most of what he was selling was beer and cold brew together.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it literally is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
There you go.
Through this process, you have to be patient. And that's just dealing with cold brew. You know, you're also a dad. You've got 3 young kids and you've been married. Yep. And you've worked the gamut of... anywhere from, you know, pulling shots on the night shift to now, you know, working on the line when 200 cans a second are popping out.
Right.
What kind of advice would you give to the young listeners out there?
Just enjoy every phase, because in life, whether it's with, you know, watching your kids grow or through work, dude, it's always a different phase. Once it's over, it's over. You're on to the next one. So
yeah.
you got to enjoy all of them. Whether you're pulling shots right now at night, dude, it's part of it. You got to learn it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you'll be pulling shots in the morning, and then next thing you know, you'll be making schedules and doing stuff that you're not even on the shift. And you're like, whoa, where am I now? And then you'll be driving around as a regional and you're never pulling shots, you know?
Yeah, missing shots.
Right. Putting fires out all day long, you know, and it's just part of it. And it's all great.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's interesting. You know, if you pay attention enough to those early phases that you're in, it makes those later phases that much more valuable too. Like with the cold brew, right. it gives it so much value, even though it takes time.
Right.
You know, it's a hard thing, I think, for a lot of us, is just being patient. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, a way that you can actually be patient is by paying attention to the phases that you're in.
Bigger payoff in the end.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Well, sweet. Anything else you got for us here on the red couch?
Man, anything else I got? Dude, scooter trips coming up this summer.
Boy,
if you got a ruckus or
you got some kind of scoot,
any kind of scoot,
you just find yourself over here at good old Grand Special Oregon Berlin Dutch Bros HQ,
and you'll take a crazy road up and over a mountain to the coast and have the time of your life.
Yep, and life will never be the same. Well, thanks, Andy. I appreciate you coming out here.
Definitely, thanks for having
really
me.
Really looking forward to that cold brew too. So if you get yourself a chance, go try it in all different forms. See what you like about it. That's the one thing that I love about it, is it's adaptable to the way that you like to drink coffee.